After a day off, the Panthers returned to the practice field today with their sights set squarely on the first preseason game this Friday against the Buffalo Bills. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with my running mates Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, and Max Henson, staff writer from Panthers.com. And guys, after the first week of training camp, what really jumped out at you?
Well, I'm going to go to a couple of obvious spots first. I think certainly a lot of fans are focused in on this. I think about the quarterback, and I think about the first-round pick. And obviously a lot of eyes were on those two guys this week. Cam Newton taking a look at how he is coming off ankle surgery. His first real extended action, he got a little bit at the end of OTAs, but this is kind of like really his 2014 debut. And, very positive start. I mean, certainly not taking off and running from the pocket as much as you'll see even in practice sometimes. But, very encouraging. And then you get to the number one pick this year, Kelvin Benjamin at wide receiver. Great week for him, I felt like, Mike. Obviously, the injury scare was not great, but the results of that were. He bounced back, just making a lot of plays, just showing how valuable his size is. The thing between those two guys was something I really focused on.
And, Max, there was a chance for this team to get physical.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you asked me for what stood out. That short yardage and goal line practice. You can't have practices like that every day down here in training camp, but when the Panthers decided to have that as part of their repertoire, that was just incredibly entertaining. The fans afterward gave a round of applause, and as I wrote, it was well deserved. I mean, obviously, the offensive line's got some young guys up there, and those are some questions being answered here at camp. And to see them have to face that front seven and that defense and goal line and short yardage, I mean, you're not going to see a much better front than that once you get into the regular season. And the way those two units went at it, of course, with Luke stopping Tolbert in the backfield, I mean, exciting, intense practice. It was a lot of fun to watch.
It definitely was, and I don't think there was a person in the stands or on the sideline that didn't really appreciate seeing both sides of the ball go at it. The offense would make plays, the defense would make plays, and as Eugene Robinson and I talked about in one of our field passes, you have to have that because you have to get physical to a certain extent to know what you have heading into that first game. Well, you talked a little bit about rookies and Kelvin Benjamin. What other rookies are standing out at this point in training camp?
Very good week for Ben Wickery. Easy for me to say, I
That's
guess.
All right.
The corner from San Jose State, the fifth-round pick that the Panthers felt strongly enough to trade a pick to move up to get him as a second guy in the fifth round, along with Trey Boston out of North Carolina. I mean, Ben Wickery was kind of all over the place. I mean, I would say, if Ron Rivera had been asked to pick the star the first week, I think Benet would have been right near the top of the list. Multiple interceptions, multiple passes defensed. I mean, obviously a very encouraging start. His teammates have complimented his athleticism, but also kind of his smarts for the game, especially for a rookie. But we can't get ahead of ourselves either because obviously we know we got a long ways to go, but you couldn't ask for much more as far as a start from him.
Max, one of the guys that drew a lot of attention from his teammates was Coney Ealy. And I would dare say one reason these veterans are pushing Coney Ealy is because they expect him to contribute right away.
Yeah, I mean, second-round pick, comes in with a really high college football pedigree coming from Missouri. And he enters a position group that, let's face it, the standards really can't be much higher for that group and what Coach Eric Washington expects. And when he's playing beside Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy, I think what he's learning right now is to get to their level, it's going to take an extra gear. And coming to the NFL, things are a little bit more challenging, a little harder. The same moves that maybe worked in college may not work here at the pro level. And Coney Ealy right now is going through, I think, the tough love of training camp. And we saw his teammates kind of getting on him a little bit. And of course, he responded in the best way possible and said, hey, that feeds my fire, fuels me. He likes to talk during practice. He likes getting that motivation. And I think this team recognizes how much talent he has. They're trying to bring it all out of him. And as a rookie, it can be tough, but he's fighting through.
That's a good point, trying to bring it all out of him. One surprising rookie who may make some headway during the preseason, especially when we're live on Friday night, is Darren Reeves. And Panther fans, I'm sure you've had a chance to see him with his breakaway touchdown. It was the talk of camp one day last week. But when you look at him, it's rather strange because he's almost a carbon copy of D'Angelo Williams. And he runs physical, which when you add in Mike Tolbert, really gives that spread option that they were running last week a real thump in the offense. Let's talk about what's ahead on Panthers.com. Max, I know you have your mailbag coming up this week. Brian, reports coming daily. But what are some of the stories we're going to look at this week?
Well, hitting it right away today, this is always something fans are look forward to, is we're going to have jersey colors for the home games this year. If you haven't seen them yet, they're kind of out there already. Also, a little tease, we know what we're going to be wearing for the first road game of the year. Not going to spill the beans. You have to have to look at Panthers.com for that. And, you know, just as we've been doing, you know, for the last week, right back at as far as just pumping out, you know, anything and everything that happens here today in Spartanburg, you can read about on the website and watch on the website.
Well, you talk about uniformity. Look at us. I mean, we're we're in our khaki and our white shirts, and we look very uniform. Max, one of the things I know that fans have really appreciated is the Camp Daily video and also the Camp Daily format at the end of the day. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know our fans kind of take in all of our content in different ways, and so now if you're a kind of fan who maybe comes down to the website at the end of the day, you want to see all that we've published and written and shot video for all in one place, it's at Camp Daily. And so it's an easy way, something new that we've started this year at training camp. And I think, as you said, Mike, our fans have really seemed to enjoy finding everything all in one place, and we do it every day. So every practice, there's a full Camp Daily at the end of the day, and you never miss anything when you check it out.
Kind of like going to one of those grocery stores with that you can also get camping gear.
Yeah.
You know.
One stop.
Yeah,
shop.
You get all your food and your Bunsen burners or whatever. So anyway, all that right here on Panthers.com.